Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Because casting is often such a secretive part of the filming process, we sometimes forget that actors have to fight hard for their movie roles. When you're watching a superhero flick, you don't really think about the many, many times that the lead actor had to stand in front of the producers reading their lines while desperately hoping that they're portraying the character in the right way. It can be a difficult, lengthy process, and even the biggest of movie stars have to go through it. But auditioning, or simply proving that you're the right actor for the role, isn't always as simple as reading a scene to a bunch of filmmakers. In fact, there are some actors who are asked to do strange, complicated, or embarrassing things in order to get the parts that they were up for, even if these things didn't have anything to do with the character or the movie itself. So next time you're having a bad day, just look at it like this. At least you don't have to show a complete stranger what your assorted sex faces look like. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 7 strangest things that actors had to do to win movie roles. Number 7, Wilhelm Blomgren had to walk through the woods before his audition. Midsommar. Ari Aster's Midsommar is one of the most unnerving movies of recent years, a disturbing yet transfixing horror tale set within a detached Swedish commune. A vast chunk of the movie is set outdoors, with the actors filming their scenes in a large field surrounded by a forest, and this beautiful location actually influenced the film's rather strange audition process. In an interview with EW, actor Wilhelm Blomgren, who plays Pell, a member of the commune, said that in order to secure his role, he had to adhere to some weirdly specific notes from the casting director. He was told to walk through some woods for 30 meters immediately prior to recording his audition scene. I was actually just finishing up a Swedish HBO series, and the same casting agent was a part of Midsommar, so she called me. She was very specific about the self-tape, like, can you start by walking 30 meters or something in the woods and then you do the scene? I was like, okay, yeah, sure, but that eventually got me the part, maybe. Perhaps they just wanted to put him in touch with nature, or maybe they just wanted to see which actors would actually adhere to such an unusual request. Who knows? Number 6, Harvey Stevens was instructed to attack director Richard Donner, The Omen. 1976's The Omen is, to crudely sum up an interesting plot, all about a creepy kid called Damien Thorne, who is actually the evil Antichrist. If audiences didn't find Damien spooky, then the movie just wouldn't work. It would probably be laughable. Fortunately though, Damien was really creepy, and that's largely because director Richard Donner was extremely thorough in his search for a child star, a process that included a rather unusual test for all of the prospective candidates. While looking for the right young actor, Donner asked the auditionees to perform the scene where Damien attacks Catherine at a wedding. While this might not sound too strange at first, it most definitely does become strange when you learn that in order to make the audition scene feel as close to the real thing as possible, Donna decided to let the kids physically attack him. Harvey Stevens, who ended up playing Damien, was reportedly told by Donna to come at him so that Donna could see how angry and scary the kid could get. In response, Stevens charged and started clawing at Donna's face and even kicked him in the groin. He immediately won the part, and the rest is history. Number 5, Nicholas Hoult had to imagine that he was surrounded by force fields. The Favourite. Anyone who's seen The Lobster, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, or The Favourite will be able to tell you that Yorgos Lanthimos' films are downright weird. As it turns out, so are the methods he uses to select his actors. Just ask Nicholas Hoult, who played leader of the opposition, Robert Harley, in the director's most recent work, the Oscar-winning period dramedy, The Favourite. While he was up for the role, Hoult said that Lanthimos, via USA Today, had some bizarre and completely unexpected requests for him to act out, such as humming during a scene and even pretending that the room was filled with force fields. Yorgos August asked me to hum while the person I was with said their lines, and then I had to imagine force fields around the room and sculpt them into things. There were lots of games like that throughout rehearsal as well. I'm not sure how it affects the performance. Now, The Favourite is set in 18th century England, so we have no idea why force fields are even remotely connected to Holt's role. Even if the movie was set in the present day, force fields would still have nothing to do with it. Bonkers. We suppose that Lathamos just likes to be weird. Hell, Holt wasn't even the only actor in this movie who had to do something strange before appearing in it. Number 4, Emma Stone had to pant like she was giving birth. The Favourite. Emma Stone's character in The Favourite is Abigail Masham, who spends the entire plot trying to win over Queen Anne, played by Olivia Colman in an Oscar-winning turn. And just like Holt, Stone also had to follow some Lathamos weird auditioning practices in order to land her part in the film. According to the actress, the director asked her to pant like I was giving birth while testing her for the role, even though Abigail doesn't squeeze out a baby or indeed fall pregnant at any point in the movie. As previously mentioned, Lathamos's films are quite weird and surreal. At the same time though, they also feel quite down to earth. It's an odd tonal balance that must be very tricky to get right, so maybe he tests his actors in these strange ways to make sure that they can play normal characters but in a heightened environment. Either way, it couldn't have been easy for Stone. Ever tried panting and talking in a posh English accent at the same time? It's bloody difficult. Number 3, Nikolai Coster-Waldau had to pretend to soil himself. The Other Woman. In The Other Woman, Game of Thrones star Nikolai Coster-Waldau plays Mark, a sleazy womanizer who has three ladies on the go at once. Unfortunately for him, they soon find out about his infidelity and combine forces to have their revenge. To that end, the three women play a series of cruel pranks on Mark, such as getting a dog to lick his toothbrush or adding hair removal cream to his shampoo. Hilarious. They also decide to spike his drink with laxatives, causing him to violently defecate inside a bathroom stall. And weirdly enough, this is the scene that originally landed Coster-Waldau the part. The actor told E! News that while trying to secure the role in front of director Nick Cassavetes, he was asked to perform the laxative scene on camera. Considering that he got the job, we can only assume that he gave an absolutely stonking performance. Rather than being embarrassed about this strange part of the audition process, Coster-Waldau actually found it funny, which isn't too surprising considering that he's used to having sex with his on-screen sister in Game of Thrones. He's pretty much maxed out when it comes to embarrassment levels. Number 2, Keira Knightley had to show director David Cronenberg her weird sex faces. A Dangerous Method. Legendary director David Cronenberg isn't exactly known for making family-friendly entertainment. From the gross-out body horror of The Fly to the graphic sexual content in Crash, the mature themes found in most of his movies have generated a lot of controversy in film circles over the years. 2011's A Dangerous Method is also similarly adult, a sexually charged tale about the relationships between Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, and Sabina Spielrein. And in order to win that latter role, Knightley had to prove to Cronenberg that she was capable of conveying the movie's sexual content in an effective manner. How? She had to show him her crazy sex faces. Knightley shared this story while appearing on The Graham Norton Show, where she revealed that Cronenberg Skyped her and told her to show him her very best weird sex faces. Eager to prove that she was right for the role, she obliged. It's awful on every level because I'd never met him before. They were meant to be like horrible sex faces. Unfortunately though, Skype froze and the screen got stuck on an image of her face contorted into a strange yet sexy expression. How humiliating. Number 1, George Lazenby had to show the producers that he wasn't gay on Her Majesty's Secret Service. One of James Bond's key traits is that he's highly skilled in the art of lovemaking. From Sean Connery to Daniel Craig, he's been making it look like a walk in the park for the last several decades, and not a single movie goes by without Bond getting someone into bed. And apparently the producers of the Bond movies take this aspect of the character really, really seriously. So seriously, in fact, that they even go as far as to testing that the actor they've chosen to play Bond isn't gay. George Lazenby played the iconic character in a single movie, 1969's On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Prior to getting cast, Lazenby was an unknown actor, and so, in order to ensure that he was fit to play Bond, the producers put him through a series of tests, like pitting him against a team of stuntmen to see how good he was in a fight. But without question, the strangest of these tests was the sexuality test, wherein Lazenby was put up in an apartment and asked to have sex with several women. Reportedly, the producers hired someone to bring a series of girls up to Lazenby's room, and bizarrely, this employee then had to stay and watch Lazenby perform. It's hardly a bad day at the office, but it can't be comfortable to have the pressure of an audience while trying to enjoy an intimate moment. However, considering that he got the role, Lazenby was clearly up to the task.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.